Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. Larissa D. Smith, known as some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
Nine. That's what it's all about, making it do what it do. I'm so glad to come before you tonight on Marvelous Monday. God has blessed us again to get to this point. Some people say the start of the work week for them. Sunday is the start of the day. The Lord say the week will start and we'll work our way through Saturday. So it's a blessing. Truly, truly, shout out to B.J. Jefferson out of Memphis, Tennessee. And a shout out to Carol Davis, our winner of our four-day, three-night trip. Truly, truly, we get together. We're going to be to Myrtle Beach as well as her choice to be Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We're going to take care of the hotel and the taxes. She won our last raffle. Good to have you on here, Carol. Thank you so much for taking time. Also, we have PDG 315 joining us as well. We got an awesome show planned for you tonight. We're just looking forward to truly, truly being blessed, with an opportunity to share something with you. Tonight is Talking Real to You. I have an awesome team that joins me. They come in from time to time. But when they have time to come in, we want to make sure they share their thoughts. Our agenda fits what we're going to be. Our title tonight is America in Crisis. Now, you just ask yourself around you, what do you see? What's happening? And I know just being present where I am now, everybody see me. I'm in a sense, I'm in a 10-day quarantine with my grandson who tested positive for COVID. And he's only 11 years old, so no shots for him. However, I tested negative fully. Thank you, God, for being vaccinated and able to be here to take care of him. See, God is so good. He's blessed us to be in the right place at the right time. So if we're in crisis, you see what the crisis occurred in your life. And you have to see how that crisis helped you to move forward in life. And that's what we want to make sure we do on this end. We got a few more days to go. We got about 4 or 5 more days to go while we're in quarantine. He's doing real well. My grandson, he's doing real well. He's ready to get back to school. In actuality, because he started school last week, he's missing this valuable time being in school. But you know what? They were able to give us what we needed so we can move forward. So God is so good. Talking Real to You is truly, truly focused on just plain old life issues. We want to talk about what's going on. We want to share things that's happening and share our thoughts on it, but we want you to be able to chat with us as well. We want you to be able to jump in and you share your thoughts, how you see America in crisis. What's the crisis you see? Everybody have a different point of view, and we want to make sure your point get out. It is good to be on WBSW Internet Talk Radio. So proud to have this opportunity to put a blast in for the radio station. And also, if you want to be a part of it, again, as I say, we want you to chat with us, but we want you to call in at 347-857-4192. Again, 347-857-4192. Press 1, identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, ask you for your location, your name, then ask you to jump in here so you can chat with us about your thoughts on America in crisis. Also, you want to check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're so glad to have that opportunity through our radio station. Also, with our partnership with Blog Talk Radio. See, God is so good. He's blessing us. We're now about to launch the 411th, let me say it again, 411th episode. See how God works? If you're humble, if you do as he desires you to do, he will bless you. 10-fold, sometimes 20-fold. So let's keep that in mind. We also want you to be able to contact us through the email. The email is talkingrealtoyou@gmail.com. You can also tweet the show at talkingrealtoyou, at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at Lorenza D. Smith. Truly, truly, 115, at Coach with a K, _L_Smith, at Dr. Lorenza Smith with the number 1, also at the Smith Way Production. Instagram. We want to definitely give a shout out to all of the Divine Nine, but truly, truly, to my brothers at Fight Baby Steve McCurdy. Last week, the week before, the third through the eighth, we came together in our international conclave, elected a new president, Honorable Brother Chris Ray was elected as our international president, 36th international president. We was up in truly, truly the beautiful state of South Carolina. And I see that our person that's elected in South Carolina, our co-host, she's on the line now, who's up there enjoying Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I'm going to make her live, and she'll be able to come in here and share some thoughts in a minute. But, again, being partnered with Phi Beta Sigma in Greenville, Alabama. It's so good to have that opportunity. We are partners on the Instagram. They allow us to broadcast through that Instagram page. I'm sorry, Beta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Again, Beta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Brothers of Beta Phi Sigma, thank you so much for just believing in what we're trying to do at WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Believing in the platform and believing in your brother and other members of the chapter who play a role with doing this. We thank you, brothers. That's why we give you the loudest hurrah, because we know it takes a lot to just turn it over, turn your network, turn on your opportunity that you have a chance to be able to get your things out and broadcast what you need to broadcast. You turn it over to us, and we thank you just for this hour or whatever time of day. So thank you again to the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Also, we can be checked out on Instagram at LorenzoBSmith15, at Coach Dr. LorenzoBSmith15. So the title, America in Crisis. And truly, truly, we want to talk about some topics that puts us where we can kind of understand it, but we want you to continue to be a part of it, whether you be able to send a message to Instagram or message to Facebook. We want you to know that we're being broadcast on Facebook.com. That's Facebook.com/BRLDIVERTOSMITH. So we're looking forward to having an awesome time tonight. We're going to talk about some things, just plain old life issues. We're going to talk about just plain old life issues. We're going to go to the grassroots. We're going to go to the block. We're going to go block by block, where we have an opportunity to work in our neighborhood and make our neighborhood, make our homes better so we can get the word out. So eventually we can move to just putting a stop to the crisis and all the things that are going on in our country and that we have to encounter. Give a shout out to our frat brother, Truly Truly's J_Dion_55112. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us. He worked with me down there in Lowndes County as an educator, and we decided to branch out and do something different. He's doing real well. Thank you so much, brother. Brother Dion, thank you for checking us out tonight. All right, we want to get our show started tonight. As I said, it's exciting to be able to talk about this being the 411th episode. So God is so good. But we have a host of individuals joining us as co-hosts. But at this time, I'm going to make sure I give everybody a shout-out, and those that are online, I just ask you to hold on just a minute. I'm going to make sure I give them raise and introductions like I can do all the time. We have joined as a co-host, right on the top side of the millennium, that's Mrs. Lauren B. Smith, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. We have Dr. Olivia E. Smith, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We have Ms. Lisa S. Levine out of the state of Ohio, now contemplating where she's in the state of South Florida. I would say state of Florida, they consider to be a state down there, but in the state of Florida, but in South of the state of moving out of that area. Lisa Levine. Then we have out of the state of California, truly, truly, young lady that put the boots on the ground. When I asked her, let's send some topics. What do you want to? Well, she sent some topics. And I thought, let's take some of these topics and talk about it. I know she had texted me that sister of having a twin sister was having surgery. And I had it yesterday, the day before, and I understand she wanted to be here. And she can make it, she'll make a point to be here and be a part of this. So we want to make sure that the lady that puts the boots on the ground out of Oakland, California, she's in the trenches trying to make a difference, owning my own truth, none other than Ms. Tina Robinson. And next we have, never last but not least, this young lady joins us, and when she comes, she's vibrant. She's excited. She's thankful. She's being glad to be able to share the wisdom that she has. She hails from the state of South Carolina, particularly Greenville, South Carolina. Had a chance to took my trip to Myrtle Beach. I wanted to take this scenic route. They had no choice following GPS. I ended up all the way up 85 to somewhere close to Greenville, South Carolina. And then I had to turn back down 26 to get back to 20 and 95 to get back over to Myrtle Beach. So that was my travel. Instead of a 6-hour ride, it was about a 9-hour ride. But I enjoyed every minute of it. This young lady is a former, I won't say retired because she's always going to be a counselor. She's a former administrator. She will always will be an educator. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of the state of South Carolina, none other than truly, truly, I call her not only my sister and dear wife, not only just a true sister, I feel like we're a family. And always, I'm talking about biological, I just feel that in none other than Sarah Scarlett Ace Black. How you doing, Sarah?
I am doing fantastic, and you about ready to make me cry with that introduction. That is so nice. And let me just say, it was great to have you and the brothers in the state of South Carolina at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, for your conclave. And let me also offer my congratulations to the Honorable, our brother, Christopher Ray, as being the next president or the new president of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. From what I saw, and I saw you too, Doc, you really have a good time at the Orchid Ball. I feel like I was there with you all at the Orchid Ball. I'm 5 hours away. Okay. Yeah, you were getting down.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's good.
I'm 5 hours away from Myrtle Beach. It's clear across the state. So, and I started to drive down, but I said it's just too much, 5 hours down and then 5 hours back. So if you were coming this way, you were coming really coming straight up to the northwest side of the state. But I'm so glad you all had a great time, and want to applaud you all for practicing extremely great COVID-19 guidelines. You all really did a great job with protecting the 1,400-plus people that were there.
Exactly.
Awesome. So it's great. And also want to recognize the Divine Nine on the call tonight and on all of our social media systems. We're always glad to have you with us. And to the brothers in Greenville, Alabama, you do such a fantastic job. Keep doing what you're doing. But we're glad to be on the show tonight.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. And I want to make sure I take time to introduce this next young lady. I mentioned a little bit about her, but let me truly tell you about her. She's right now, she's laughing already. She knows.
She deserves two tonight.
She held
three.
Three from the state of Ohio. up on the northern borders of right before you get in the county. She's from Cleveland, Ohio. She moved down to Boca Raton. And she can tell you about some of the things that are becoming challenging. She's talking about making a, something else that's going to work for her in her favor. But she truly, truly is committed to young people, truly, truly committed to changing lives. So I want to truly say to my sister, she's my sister, and truly I'm so glad to have her as my sister. None other than Miss Lisa Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing
good.
Doing
okay?
We're all doing great.
Okay?
Doc is really doing okay.
Well, he is. I tell
He's
you,
my
I,
hero.
I have to, and I, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and I may not share with you, Scarlett, but my grandson stays with me now. And we went to school last Tuesday, and he woke up sick Wednesday and took him to the urgent care, and he tested positive for COVID. He's on the left.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
So
oh, no.
I've been in quarantine since last Wednesday. So, but I tested negative. I'm fully vaccinated, but I'm taking care of him. So I'm learning to understand when he called me on the phone. I need something to drink. He holler out. He needs something. So being humble will allow you to be blessed, and being humble is taken care of, and making sure he's getting something to eat. He's been with me all summer, and he'll be starting. Like I said, started school on actually Monday of last week, so he actually has now six days of school. He did go so 5 days of school, but he'll be back to be able to go back on the 23rd. So we have to be very careful, very careful. We won't try to say he contracted it, but and we'll leave it right there. But we all have to be careful because a lot of other people are involved that might can't receive the vaccination, might cannot take the shot. So you have to realize what danger is put. But we're going to talk about America in crisis. But I want to give a shout out to other individuals who's joining us right now. I got to do that because that's what it's all about. Oh, shout out to Miss Bush EBS. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We're going to say hello to you, Miss Bush. Thank you so much for joining us. So we're ready to get this show started tonight because it's going to be a focus on what's going on and how are we going to deal with now we have the Delta variant, how individuals are going to adjust, what trauma will this create with our adults and our children. And we're going to start off with that mask mandate. And I want you all to just kind of share your thoughts, the possibility of that. In some places, that mask mandate is being implemented in some sense. What are your thoughts on the team?
Well, you want me to talk about here? I don't think there's ever been a mask mandate here, but I did feel very strongly that the kids were going back, and there were a couple things I felt. One, you've got some kids that have not been back to school in, what, a year and a half?
Yep.
And there's an anxiety behind it, and they feel secure and comfortable with the mask, and they've been following protocol and doing the right things. And I want to say I'm proud of all of my kids that I work with in therapy, and even the kids that we did summer camps with. They really did a good job. That is a psychological thing that I think people were not keeping in mind, that this is what people were accustomed to and the children were accustomed to and the teachers also. You're throwing the teachers back in there. And the other thing, the feedback I've gotten, it's been 1,000 cases in Palm Beach since Wednesday to Friday.
Yep.
And because I'm checking stats and I'm checking in with my families and schools I work with just to make sure everybody's okay. But my feeling was just put a mask mandate in for a month, then you reassess it. I mean, maybe to just appease people. And honestly, it's not the kids. The kids don't mind wearing it. And three of my kids go to three different high schools in the area. They said the majority of the children had masks on. Very few did not. So I think it's coming from the parents, is my guess. But if this doesn't, if we don't get a grip on it, and if you don't want to get your vaccine and you don't want to wear a mask, at least please take safety measures. And I have a nurse that I know, and she's been keeping me updated every week and tells me what to share with people. The hospitals here are filled in Boca. Both of them are filled. It wasn't like that when this all first started. So if anything, please just work on being safe. We got to get ourselves in order, but most importantly, these kids are – they're suffering. They're behind academically. And that's my thought on it. I feel like there should be something in place and you monitor it and we see how things are going. It's a strange virus that they I don't think they themselves can totally get a grip on it. That's just my opinion about it. We need to keep ourselves and others safe.
Awesome. Scarlett?
I just don't know what more we can say on this show, because for several months now, we have discussed it, we have baked it, we have shaked it, we have fried it, we have done everything we can to make sure that we communicate a clear message, and even talking about our own personal situations of being fully vaccinated and wearing a mask and physical distancing, hand washing and hand sanitizers, you know, continuing on with that. I just don't know what more can be said that hasn't been communicated from the medical and scientists in this country. If a scientist or a doctor had developed a vaccine to cure cancer, what's the difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference? Because I'm sure if that was the case, folks would be almost breaking the doors down to get in to take that particular shot. And, you know, that's what I compare it to. In this country, we've had vaccines for for years. First, the salt vaccine for polio. We had to take the smallpox vaccine. That was the worst vaccine I ever took. I was like, you know, a real small child when I had to take that, but it hurt. You know, it really did. This one doesn't hurt. At least I didn't feel it. And, you know, the things that we do to keep ourselves safe in this country, folks that lost their freedoms or feel like they, you know, also talked about their freedoms being gone when the United States attacked these smoking laws. You couldn't smoke indoors anymore. So we weathered that. And the criticism, you know, and those that were protesting about their freedoms then for smoking, we've had prohibition for alcohol. We've had law, you know, things dealing with marijuana. We've had all kinds of things. And I don't know why. Well, we do know why. This has become so political. If it's now talking about life and death.
Right.
And, yeah. You know, when you're in the hospital, if you can get a bed in the hospital, then and you have to be on a ventilator, you know, it's too late to ask about the shot then, because the doctors and nurses are telling you at that point there's nothing they can do when you reach the hospital. I don't like feeling sick, period. I don't care if it's the flu or whatever the case would be. I just don't like the feeling of feeling sick, because it's an icky feeling. It's just yucky. You just feel yucky. And I'm just going to continue to try to do everything I can to stay healthy and well, and I wish that a lot more people would do the same, and also to make sure that we all stay healthy and well, because we're not going to get by this until we all are on board as Americans and patriots in this country, and we are brothers and sisters keepers. So that's how I just feel about it. I had someone that wanted to, you know, argue about it just last week, and I just finally told the lady, I said, you know, I just really don't want to debate it and argue with you about it. You've made your choice. I've made mine, and if I do not come back to your business anytime soon, you know where I stand, because I got to protect myself. As soon as I walked in the door, I said, oh, you all are not wearing masks, putting your mask back on. Well, I just don't want to live in fear. That was her response. And I said to her,
not
I plan to live smart. Yeah. I told her, you know, and before I knew it, I had already responded. I said, well, I plan to live smart, you know. And she looked at me because no one had ever, I don't want to say confronted her, but no one had ever given her a retort. No, I don't plan to live in fear, but I don't plan to live dumb either, you know. So, and that's when we started the, I'll say, discussion. And that's the way we ended it. And I just told her, I said, well, if I don't feel comfortable about coming back, I said, you know why. I said, because right now, this stuff is deadly, and it's going to mutate again, because the more that you're not vaccinated, the virus is basically trying to get around the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And if it's bouncing from people who are unvaccinated, it's still trying to mutate again. So, and it is. It's going to mutate again. And we talked about this a year ago, and one of the first things I said on the show is that viruses mutate. So this is not going to be the only variant we're going to be faced with. This is the variant that's given us the most problems, because it's really trying to attack that vaccine millions of us have already taken. So we'll just have to see where we go from here. And some may need to get a third booster shot. Right now, you know, I'm reading the science on that and just looking to see, you know, where it's going to go. But you do what you have to do to stay out of the hospital and to stay well. So I told her, I told her we won't debate this anymore. She doesn't look like us, and that was her stance. And so, you know, that's her stance. But I also have a stance.
Everybody have a point of view. Tara, thank you so much, as well as Lisa, joining us with some opportunities and some thoughts about just conversation we've been chatting about, should the mask mandate be implemented. And yes, we've talked about it over and over again, but as one of the last few words that Tara said was about mutation, we think it is going to be, it has already mutated. We're already behind the eight ball with that. We may not be told that, but we are behind the eight ball with it, because it's already learned what it needs to learn about the body and the vaccine. So it began to hybrid or began to be in the body of the people with the vaccine and the unvaccinated. And it's being carried. It's truly go back to what I talked about from the beginning, when it was the alpha variant. When I talked about relating it to, and some people said it was kind of, you know, a stretch, but, you know, the movie Alien, you know, what the alien did, got into the body and truly, truly learned everything about the body. Once it learned everything, it was able to come out and then live on its own, off the nourishment and the life of a man or a woman. So we have to realize, we have to go back to practicing things that are going to put us in the right place. The protocols, truly, truly, mask mandate, whether we like it or not, it is close to helping everybody, not only just with the variant, but with the number of cases of flu, number of cases of other kind of sinus infection, because you're keeping your respiratory and your nostrils clean from everything going up in there without having a filter. So we have to truly, truly believe that. We have to continue to push for things that are going to fight this. One thing is not going to fight. It's going to take all of those protocols. It's going to take them safety measures to fight this. Because, again, I personally, this is my my feeling, you could be different about it. We're behind. It's already mutating because it already have learned what it needs to learn the last 5-6 months. So we have to realize that we have to have things in place, be willing to do those things, and not allow, as you said, be political all the time. There's too much politics going on with this. We're playing politics with people's lives, and that's the problem I truly do have with the whole picture. We're playing it with whatever it is, whether it's how it started, whether it's what it's doing now, whether it's vaccine, whether it's masks. We're just playing. We just have to realize we have to come together and believe that what we're being told is the truth, and believe that if we follow those things, which we've been doing for the last 6 months of the year without a vaccine, seemed like we had a little bit of the control of it. We were looking like we was tapering off. But seemed after we got back to opening everything back up, seemed like, and some people beg the difference. You got to get back to work, but never put money before mine. We want to move forth and look at the next topic, but the call-in number is 347-857-4192, press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last 4 digits of your cell, after your location, then truly ask you to offer your comment, where you have a chance to chat with Scarlett as well as Lisa with myself. Next thing is the thing that we don't want, because it's becoming so political, as you said, the fears and the side effects some people believe that are goes along with the vaccine. I know the major side effects could be death. We know that could be if you don't take it, or, you know, we got to consider, but there's a lot of people out there, and truly, we want to take an opportunity to talk about it and share our thoughts about that. These fears that individuals have, we may not agree with them. Some of us may have had the same fears that we decided to move in the next direction that we thought would be good for us, and truly works in your favor. I can say it works in your favor because I do know if I hadn't been vaccinated and having my grandson with me, being positive, I'm quite sure I'll be positive well. And along with my nephew, which is a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, he's at home on the quarantine along with his daughter, who's 8 years old, for the next, 10 days, because he tested, both of them tested positive. And also, let me add another wrinkle to it. My 8-year-old granddaughter, she tested positive about 2 weeks ago, but she's doing well. She started back to school today. She did her 10 days, took her medication. She's back in the game. She started school today. So there are some fears, there are side effects, there's everything. We just want you to share your thoughts. Again, if you want to share your thoughts on the board and share it in regards to Blog Talk Radio and WBSW Internet, I see we have several calls. Just press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts. Now, team, truly, I don't want to get into a long conversation about this, and you probably don't as well, but I want to kind of move to the adult and the children trauma. Lisa, you talked about children trauma by not being in school. What are some of the adult trauma that we're dealing with? Now it has resurfaced, has mutated back to the point that we're looking at the possibility we may be going back toward lockdown. May not. I just said, I'm just putting maybe. What is some of the trauma? What are some of the things you all experienced when y'all conversation with individuals in regards to this, the COVID-19, and what's affecting them and what's going on in their life? Mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially. You can share your thoughts on that.
Well, I think, because I do counseling with a couple teachers, there's fear, there's overwhelm, uncertainty, lack of preparation. One thing is, too, there's no system, or at least down here, there's no system like if you are out, like to electronically send work for the kids. I think it's overwhelming and uncertain. I'm seeing the calls I'm getting is all depression and anxiety and just fear. You got some people that still don't want to leave the house. You got parents that are scared to send their kids off to school. I mean, one of the schools here the first day last week, they were on lockdown. Somebody threatened they had a weapon. Don't go to school. They posted it on social media. So then you had that anxiety. and then they've already done lockdown drills. And it's just very stressful, I think, as a parent, as a teacher, is a lot of fears, you know, keeping the children safe, keeping themselves safe, keeping themselves together for the sake of their kids. A lot of people are not okay. And I think some of them don't know what to do with it. And I always say it's okay to not be okay. Let's figure out how to help this out, whether it's talking it out, whether it's, you know, finding whatever that coping mechanism is. But this is a life-changing event. And I think some people feel hopeless right now, too. That's another word I've been hearing, hopeless, losing faith. So, you know, it's trauma all the way down the line. And then I think some people just seem like they don't really care at all, which makes me sad to know that they don't care. And I think, well, what if that happened to someone in your family? Would you care then? You know, so I think it's a lot of different factors involved, and it's the main thing. We are a disunified society and country, which really saddens me, because at this point, I don't care if someone's a Democrat or Republican. It doesn't, none of that matters. What matters is the support of one another and supporting people and not attacking. And here's the thing, too. People have lost relationships because, oh, you're not getting the vaccine. Well, I'm not talking to you anymore. Oh, you got the vaccine. Well, I'm not talking to you anymore. Oh, you're not getting the vaccine. You must be a Trumpster. So it's like enough. Just be mindful. Be respectful. Be supportive. I've said it a million times. Check in on people. But all this bickering and hostility, it's that causes stress, which causes inflammation and makes you sick and wears your body down. So that's stuff that I'm seeing and getting feedback from, because I ask people. So this is where we're at, I think. I think we need to find ways to work together better. I don't know how that will happen, but I think that's a huge problem.
Oh, awesome.
Well, you know, when you look at the where the hotbeds are, you know, we know where they are. They're in the red states, and it's a shame, because it didn't have to be this way. This is not a civil war. We can't go back and relive the antebellum period of the history of this country. And how things were back then. You know where the disinformation is coming from. You know who is spreading this disinformation. And the more that we keep, that's the only thing that you hear all day long, is the disinformation campaign that really is political. And it's also, you know, we have some countries outside the United States who are behind some of this disinformation. Because the more divided we are as a democracy and as Americans, then, you know, political things can happen that really would try to bring this country down. And, you know, there are a lot of countries we help, but there are also countries that, you know, may not want us to continue as a democracy and prosper. So we know, you know, some of this behind-the-scenes stuff. But the bottom line is, you're right. We're it's been clearly divided on this, and it's sad, because if this was like 20 years ago, when we had 9/11, it warmed my heart while we were sad about what happened. But to look at your door and to see American flags flying all over the country on your front, on your doorstep, we were together. We knew that we had one resolve, and it's going to take one resolve to get us through this now. Instead of just in Florida, Lisa, you all have never, in answer to your question earlier, you all have never had a mask mandate. Just like we haven't had one here either. you know, and we're in southern, you know, red states, deeply red. Doc, I don't know about your state, but I have a feeling that you all didn't have a mask mandate either in Alabama.
Yes, we did.
You have one. We didn't have one here. We didn't have one here. And some of the mayors that have stepped out in these states that have taken control, because they're now calling for emergency and public health to save the public health. You know, they're in trouble, but they're doing it anyway. And so I just don't know where we go from here, because until we come together, like you said, and be on one accord and one resolve that we're going to solve this, and we can solve this, we can resolve it. So it's going to take us doing the things that you talk about every time we come on, you know, the mask, you know, the distancing, you know, and all kinds of stuff. And to have children, you know, it breaks my heart that these little babies, these kids, and those even older who can get the vaccine that haven't gotten it because the parents won't allow it, it just breaks your heart. Because you've been to classrooms. Those classrooms, yeah, they're not, you know, when you try to get 30 kids in a room, where are you going to distance?
You
know, the majority classrooms normally have between 20 to 30 kids in a classroom, particularly at the higher grade levels, because you don't have the personnel, you don't have the space, you know, do anything else. So you're sitting, you know, pretty much like on top of each other like we did when we were in school. You know, you just in there. And the ventilation systems, depending on what state that you're in or where you are, it could be 100 years old too, which means that you really don't have a ventilation system. So you don't have fresh air moving around. So it's just all these things that we're going to have to come to grips with, but I'm not so sure that's going to happen anytime soon. And then the disrespect that we're giving the doctors and the nurses and the other workers in the hospital systems across the country, you know, to a point now that they're just burned out, you know. Mm-hmm. And you're having not only teacher shortages, you're having nursing shortages. You know, things of this nature. So we just got a lot, like you said, I like what you said about being behind the eight ball. I think we're behind 2 8-balls. It's just sad. It really, truly is. And trying to keep somebody from going on a ventilator. We're in new territory now. It's hard. And it's ironic where some of these places don't have mask mandates or any kind of mandate. Yet still they're asking now for additional nurses and doctors, these teams to come into their states to help them out. It just doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't make sense.
And I thank you, Scarlett, and Lisa as well. Truly, it's being realistic in regards to divide and conquer. Y'all understand that. It's one of the terms used in a war. Divide and conquer. That's how you separate anybody that's trying to come together, is divide and conquer. This ain't something new. It ain't super new to our country. It ain't new to our families. It ain't new to our community. We always had to, you know, deal with divide and conquer. If there's other nations doing that, we become weak enough that they can do it. I'm not saying the nation is weak. I'm saying that they can get in and infiltrate and divide and conquer. This was the first time. We have to go back and even see the origin even of COVID and where it come about. We don't know that. We hear a whole lot of things, and that's why I say, if you don't know, say you don't know. See, too many times it gets me that people be running around. We're talking about trauma with children, trauma with adults. That's the topic we are talking about. And where do we go from here? That's truly the part that we need to focus on. But when you are fighting among yourself, not allowing what is needed, everybody has their own narrative. And we all have our narrative. Nobody can say it. You can't say one narrative is better than another narrative. And we have to realize that the trauma is affecting more than you with your narrative. And that's what we need. Some of us need to get off our high horse. and come down and realize what's going on in the neighborhood, what's going block by block. Let's start grassroots so we can get this. We got to address the trauma that's going on without some of the anxiety that's going on, some of the stress that's going on. Instead of worrying about the other things we're focusing on, we're focusing on too many other things and putting money in too many other things. We need to address what actually has come out of the pandemic and why we're still in the pandemic. See, everybody really, really thought because we, and you haven't heard them, we had the vaccine, it's going to be over with for long. But what happened? The mutation comes, the Delta variant comes, and look like we're going to be over too soon. Because of we let our guard down. We had allowed this to get to the point. And we can blame one, we can blame the other, we can blame political, we can blame red state, blue state, green state, purple state, whatever you want to blame.
Right.
We're here. We're dealing with it.
Yeah,
time.
I agree.
We have to pull together and put all this other stuff aside. Let's talk to each other and do it again from the grassroots. That's what I'm talking about. Address some of the trauma that's happening in our families. Address some of the things that's going on with the adults. Address what's some of the things going on with the children. Let's come together and work and start there. We have to do that. We can't fix every problem, but we can take them one by time, one by one. And I think that's what we're missing. We say, how are we going to come together? We're going to have to take them one by one. What we call it, block by block, neighborhood. We're going to have to do that and gradually move to the point. We got a mask mandate, that's a challenge. We have the dealing with the vaccine, the fear and the side effects for some people and all they have. We have adult and childhood trauma. We all of these things going on. How are we gonna address that? That's what we have to realize. And we can't address it from the top when we all fight. Maybe we need to address it from the bottom, meaning the grassroots. That's where we can move from. We have to find out what people are dealing with. We've been inside for some people for 15 months because of not being able to go to school. That's trauma, that's stress coming, anxiety, a lot of things going on with that. How are we going to address that? Now we're actually pushing them out of the house now, pushing them to the school, to the brick and mortar. We got to say, what is your plan? No one has a plan. We just got to get them back. So that's stress in itself. You have adults I know I talk to right now, children start school right in this area today. And they're asking, what's going to happen? What's going on? Some of them, I got to go to work, so I got to get them out of my house. But we got to realize all this is part of what we need to address. And we have to make sure we're ready to address the problem. The trouble that's going on with our children for being on this 18 to so some of them haven't been in the classroom for 15 to 18 months. Then you want to push them and say, now you got to go back to class. Some are going to be excited to go back to class, but some are not. Some are going to have that fear. Some of us having challenges. Some of our young people are having challenges before the pandemic in the classroom. Academic, socially. So we need to look and see it totally, look at the total picture if we want to get there. We're not going to get there being like, one thing needs to work, and other we have to come together and have a plan. I don't have an answer. I just know we need a plan. We need to hear a plan, and it needs to come from the people who are down there with the foot soldiers who putting the boots on the ground to hear exactly what's going on. Who are talking to these individuals who are dealing with the stress and anxiety, talking to these children to find out what's going on with them, taking time to do that. Maybe we can learn something from this. I just believe that's how you bring people together, when you keep everybody involved. You can't set aside and pass down. It don't need to be trickle-down effect like going back to Nixon. It's trickle-down. No, we need to trickle up now. We need to find out. That's my belief, and I'm going to continue to talk about it. But we want you to be a part of it as well. 347-857-4192. That's the call-in number. You can chat with Lisa or Scarlett. By pressing 1, I will identify the last you. The last 4 digits of your cell, but then you get tied up there. Last 4 digits of your cell, ask for your location. Then truly, truly ask you to offer your comments and just talk with us. That's what it's all about, sharing your thoughts. Again, being this is 411th episode, we're so glad to say that. I'm going to say it again. I said it from the beginning. I'm going to keep saying it. Well, you've been a blessing. to get to this point. We're going to kind of move our agenda, and this is something I don't know whether you, either one of you all have experienced, but I haven't seen too many, but I have seen quite a few people being put at a disadvantaged status in regards to homes. And this is about these homeless encampments. In your area, have you had an opportunity? Can you share with the audience, have y'all seen anything happening in your area in regards to homeless encampment?
I see an increase of homeless at the beach right now and on the street corners around here. That's not usually common, but there's an influx. And who knows what, you know, they're not getting – they usually don't get medical care anyways. And the issue is there's no shelters in this area. Isn't that interesting?
It's very much.
They don't have shelters, so sad.
I think what bothered me was the fact that this money is there to help with housing. But at the local levels and the state levels, there has not been or there wasn't a strong effort to ensure that people knew about the money and how to apply for it and make it easier for them to apply for all these benefits and things. So as a result of that, you know, whether there's anything nationally or not, some of these landlords just would want to put, you know, put people out. But this, even before the pandemic, we were already experiencing a lot of homelessness because I can't tell you how many families, you know, I work with who were actually living out of their cars or in a real seedy hotel room. You know, this is America. I'm about like somebody said, you know, so this is America, Jack. Do better than this. You know, pre, during, and post-pandemic, we can do better than this. This is a country of wealth.
Yeah.
Sorry not to cut you off.
I got a caller, and they've been buzzing. I want to get them in. I want to get them in right quick. If you
okay.
Hold
sure.
Floor,
go ahead.
Get them in.
Okay.
The caller with the last four digits, still trying to get them to pop up, 4194. You're live. Can you share your location if you choose your name? Then offer your thoughts and questions you may have.
Hey, this is Karen. By location, I'm in Massachusetts.
Okay, Karen.
I'm in a small town in Massachusetts, and I'm going to throw my two cents on both of these things.
Okay.
I think it's just the saddest thing in the world that that the Florida governor is not putting any mandates about masks. And I watched his press conference and said, I just want to see the kids smile. Unfortunately, he's going to see them on ventilators if they go to school with half the people not having vaccinations. So many people aren't getting vaccinated. Not the town I live in, there's a lot of people, adults, that are not getting vaccinated and are not doing masks either. They're just, some of them are health freaks and they don't trust it. Whatever we can do to keep people safe. And, you know, yes, some of the people that have been vaccinated are going to get are getting the COVID too, but it's a very small percentage. The majority of people with this new virus, this new strain that's happening, the people that are in the hospitals are unvaccinated, and it's just horrible. And on the other section of homelessness, where Miss Lisa lives, Boca Raton, it's one of the richest towns in the whole country. And the fact that there's not a homeless shelter in that town is a sin of God, and that's all I have to say.
It sure is.
Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome.
You hear me? You hear me loud and clear?
Yeah,
we heard you. Thank you so much.
She's awesome.
Thank you so much. You guys are right on, so right on. I'm just sending the love because unity is the only thing, and whatever way we can bring unity to this, It's mm-hmm. all about, you know, first there's Black Lives Matter separating, and now there's this pandemic, vaccines and masks and all separation. We need to get to unity, whatever it takes.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks so much, Carla, from out of Massachusetts. It's good to have you sharing your thoughts. And that's what we're talking about. Share your thoughts. You can do the same. The caller number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and we'll make sure you be jump in and share your thoughts, just like I'm calling from Massachusetts. You said, why are you calling the name? Because, yes, I have a name, but to finding out the location, I can pattern and look at my map all over the country and see where the call is calling from, and I need to have that as well. So it's all important that we stretch our hands, not just in this boundaries of the United States, but all over the world. We're in 18 countries, and we're so glad to be heard. And also, we're more or less seen because they watch us on those on various levels of social media. So we're glad to have you. Thank you so much, Carla. And we want to jump right in.
And it's interesting that she's in Massachusetts and she's experiencing the same thing, you know, with those that are unvaccinated in her small town. And I want to let her know, and Lisa, I don't know if you know this or not, but you do know that your governor in Florida, his children go to private schools.
Mm-hmm.
In private schools. The thing is, when you don't have any skin in the game, it's not your child, your grandchild, or anybody in your family. You know, it's almost like as if, you know, the rest of y'all can kind of fend for yourselves because mine are okay, you know. And that's the problem. It's the problem. You know, they're in private schools. The public school children, you know, are being told, you come on back, no, you know, not having mandates. It doesn't really matter. That's what's so hurtful about all of this. It really, truly is, because these kids do not have access to a lot, and they've lost so much in these past, let's just say 2 years. You said, just go ahead and just say almost nearly 2 years, because they're already behind to begin with for some, as we've said on each show. And they continue to have to play catch-up. It's just, you know, we are brothers and sister keepers, whether we want to believe it or not. And the way you treat the rest of everybody else, like the caller said, is a sin and a shame. And she's right.
Exactly. Awesome, awesome. At least you want to jump in right here. We'll get ready to close it. Supposed to show how we had an awesome time. It's truly, truly close to the time, and we got about two or three more minutes, and we just gonna let Lisa jump in. Then we'll let both of our co-hosts share their final thoughts, and then we'll close it out until tomorrow at 1 o'clock, which is Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Check us out. Grassroots show. Lisa.
Well, just briefly, and I think I've talked about it a million times, but we as mental health right now, there's not enough. We're all on long wait lists. I feel bad in a way because I'm going to start teaching next week, and so I can't, you know, I can't take any more people on. I worked from like 8 to 3 on Saturday, and I can't do it every week, and the more people I talk to, we're concerned. We're concerned about the increase in alcoholism, drug use, suicidal thoughts people are having, fear, job losses, or people not wanting to go back to work, and the trauma that everybody is experiencing is the same but different, if that makes sense. And there's only so much I can, you know, say about being present, and it's just for today. And, you know, I wonder sometimes maybe we have to approach it differently on the news, what's going on, you know, because of everybody's thought processes and perceptions are different. And I've said this a million times, they need mental health professionals on TV while they're talking about what's going on. Because we're more empathetic, I feel, you know, and teachers too, But if we don't figure this out, guy, it's going to keep going on and on. And Florida actually was in a good spot, and now Florida is not. And part of the other issue I want to add on, they keep databases. A lot of people moved here. So now we have overcrowded schools. We have a lot of unvaccinated people. I know for a fact a lot of the people that are in the hospital out west, they were not vaccinated that are in there. And the nurse I know told me to share this with everyone. And nobody, again, is saying, go get a vaccine. Don't wear your, you know, we're not telling anybody what to do. And I would never tell anybody what to do other than be safe, be smart, educate yourself, talk to medical professionals. Work with your children, get yourself a therapist if you can, or make your own little support groups. Do yoga. We've offered to all of our teachers free yoga. They don't have to pay for it. We'll come in. We want to help, you know. We're expanding our programs into some other things. We want to help the adults. We really want to help the teachers. And I could tell some of the places I walked into this summer, stress, a lot of stress. And these teachers are going above and beyond, a lot of them, to do the best. And I know some people don't see it, but it's very stressful for them. It's stressful for all of us. So I just, like what we were saying and what Karen was just saying is unity. Unity. What, you know, we don't have to agree with one another, and politics should have nothing to do with the medical issue, in my opinion. This is a medical issue. It's a pandemic. There's a lot of confusion. So, and if you don't know something, ask a medical professional. Make sure you're getting good information. We need to find better ways of working together and getting more help out there. And I think that's the biggest thing. Even the psychiatrist, I called one today that I work with to try to get someone in. He's on a 3-month wait list. People are suffering and struggling mentally. And if they lock it down again, I'm not sure what's going to happen, where that's going to take people, right?
Right.
And on a good note, I wanted to end it with this. 15 people told me they got vaccinated. And I just said, okay, thank you for sharing with me. I didn't ask. They just shared it with me. They said they felt they did enough research and wanted to do their part. So I'll end that on a good note.
That's awesome. Awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. Scarlett,
you're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to just say quickly, and I think that's where I'm headed to now, because every time we come on, you know, in all the news and everything, we're hearing about what's not happening. If any of our callers and listeners got some good things that are happening, where things are making a difference, we would love to have you share it with us. And don't think
Absolutely.
I can say to all of our countries and our listeners, and for them to also be ambassadors to go out and spread the word, just tell America, hold on. We're going to get this. We're going to get through this. Somehow, some way, continue to hold on and just keep the faith.
Awesome. I tell you, thank you so much, Scarlett and Lisa. It was awesome sharing some thoughts. But, you know, I have to give a shout-out to these awesome people that join us on Facebook as well as Instagram. And we thank our caller that actually we had several callers that she wanted to share her thoughts by pressing one. It was good having her share a thought coming from Massachusetts. We're going to give a true, true shout-out to, again, Ms. Bush, EDS, member of Zeta Barbados, who wanted to incorporate J_Beyond_551, Twitter member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, BDG315. Thank you so much for joining us. And Minister Denise Stephanie, Behind the Mask Ministry out of Berkeley, California, for joining us. Thank you so much. Then our other co-host, I knew she was dealing with some I mentioned earlier, but she was able to on her thoughts and share it on Facebook as well. And that's Tina Robertson, the lady that put her boots on the ground, owning my own truth. And truly, truly, we thank her for doing what she's doing. And we do need to make sure we have to address the mental health issues in our schools, in our homes, in our workplace. Also, Deborah Roberts Mueller, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Remember Deborah back from college. So thank you so much, Deborah. Denise Stephanie, again, give a shout out. Let me move down because they're making some statements here. Carol Davis, give a shout out to Carol, the winner of the 4-day, 3-night trip to either Myrtle Beach or Gatlinburg, Tennessee. She's going to make her choice. She's just thinking about it right now. As soon as she let me know, we'll be able to use the trip she did select for November. I said November now. We're going to have a raffle for November, giving away that trip that she did select. So we're going to make sure we give it away because our sponsors are doing an awesome job. I want to give a shout out to McKenzie and Associates, and their number is 404-862-3800, and they deal with shopping on wheels for home products. You can call them, and they can work with you sometimes, you know, and you call them DoorDash, or you call it all these different setups. You can call them, and they're delivering home products to you. King Transportation Service, give a shout out to Lyndon King Sanders out of West Alabama, 205-454-8157. A shout out to where I'm posting, and I'm posting up tonight with Troy Nissan. Visit Troy Nissan, located on 231 South. Ask for Leon Davis, and he can help you get the car that you're looking for. And the number for contacting Leon, and you don't have to be in Alabama. You can call him from anywhere. But we can shop online. We can do things. 334-372-1426. Then we want to give a shout out to another sponsor. That's B.C. Williams Law, B-L-L-C, Attorney Bernard Williams. Their number is 281-978-2120. And she can help you on a civil matter, a criminal matter, if you need expungement. I mean, whatever it may be, she can work with you, if not put you in the right place to do what you need. It's been awesome. Lisa and Scarlett, I thank you so much again for joining. I know Lisa's gone. Scarlett, thank you so much for sharing it. We'll definitely give a shout out, as I always do, to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, especially those brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, which is number 10. They're partners with WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're glad. We also have joined Liberty Sigma, 1914 joiners, and they just joined. Thank you so much for joining. It's been awesome. I'm telling you, Felisa Levine out of Boca Raton, thank you so much for taking time tonight. It's been truly good. It's been a blessing. So check us out tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We're going to make this thing do what it do tomorrow. Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, truly the grassroots talk show. Truly, truly focus on issues in the neighborhood block by block. Check us out at 1 o'clock tomorrow. It's been a blast. Thank you so much. But just remember, we got some challenges ahead of us. Lord knows that we would like for it to be in a perfect situation. But God, as long as you trust in our Lord and Savior and trust in God, we can weather this storm. He's going to allow us to put our armor down and come together and work together. He can get rid of the division. That's what it all means. Trust in him and believe in him. Truly, from Dr. Larissa D. Smith, from the team of Scarlett, Lisa, Tina, Denise joining us as well. Thank you so much. And we truly said, trust in him. He'll make a way for us. It's been awesome. But the thing about it, when we're having these challenges, remember, we don't always have to struggle when we just believe and trust in the Lord. So have an awesome rest of the night. Truly, truly, hashtag be responsible. Truly be responsible. Hashtag one life matter. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag it's a mindset. What we're dealing with is a mindset. You set your mind on either doing it or not doing it. And last, truly, but not least, make it do what it do. And that's a hashtag. M-I-D-W-I-D. Give your family member a virtual or face-to-face. Tell them you love them. because truly, truly, I'm thankful that you're with me. You're sharing this with us. It's all about that. And I want to tell you from my heart, and it's truly come from my heart. People on Blog Talk Radio, you can't see it. I put up the heart. It's coming from my heart. And these words are truly from my heart. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night. And we'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock.